You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For Major League Baseball, Red Sox first pitch 10-10 here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Will Fleming and Lou Merlone getting the call. Joe, with some limited games this season, Curtis, is that what's going on with Joe Castiglione?
I think he's doing about 100. I don't know.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And so Courtney's right. It would be nice if that game were starting at 7 p.m. here on the East Coast, but get a nap in and you'll be able to catch your Boston Red Sox tonight on the Red Sox, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. We'll talk to Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 this morning. Honey Badger from Twitch has a gripe with something on the show. Yes, Honey Badge.
Good morning, Joe. How are we doing?
What's the gripe?
So the point of the night before the road shows is to hang out with you guys and have a couple and have a good time.
Yes.
So why is there a 20-mile difference between the Hampton Beach road show and where we're hanging out the night before?
Well, I guess it's so as to expand the opportunity that we have to interact in New Hampshire. You're referring to the fact, I believe, the pregame is at the GOAT in Portsmouth, correct?
Yes, yes.
I think that's to give the opportunity to the Portsmouth people to come out and enjoy the night before.
The Woodshed in Chatham or wherever that was.
Yes.
Whereas the Beachcomber is in Wellfleet.
Great example, Curtis.
And Honey Badger, I would say, we get people criticizing us going to the same places over and over again and not introducing a new group of fans to potentially meet and greet. This way, we're going to be in Hampton Beach for the actual show, but people of Portsmouth, New Hampshire may have the opportunity to come visit us at the GOAT that may not be able to get to the broadcast the next morning. So we're trying to be all things to all people.
Mm-hmm. However,
so are we?
What?
We're going to set up Wiggy's idea of setting up a shuttle so we can all have a good time and get back to Hampton.
We could try and see if we could do that, some sort of a shuttle.
Because like I'll double dip.
Actually, Honey Badger, we're going to be at the GOAT in Hampton Beach the night before, so we'll see you there.
maybe we could borrow one of those Mercedes Sprinters from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that is bringing my neighbors around in the seaport. And get that up there.
But say hi to all those neighbors. I'm definitely going to double dip.
You are? You're going
to double dip? Portsmouth to Hampton Beach.
Good morning, my neighbor! Yeah.
I will log your complaint, Honey Badge. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. We're so far behind. They said it. Now moving to 8:20.
Damn.
Or
Mike Milbury at 8:20.
Mike Milbury at 8:20. 8:45.
Gresham's going to do it at 10:30.
Okay. That's fine. We'll do that. I'm happy with that. This is Mark from Marshfield. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
What's up?
First thing, before I get on my lead, as it were, you guys, I have become a devoted listener to this show. I used to listen to a different program, and you put this thing together in a way that makes it really, really entertaining. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Mark, I thank you for saying that. We're coming up on 5 years here with this radio show. Someone was suggesting in the Twitch chat earlier this morning, this program would be dismembered. There's no such thing. We are all delighted to be here and
dismembered.
There will be no dismemberment of this radio program, despite what some might want.
What
apparently.
A stray to Courtney.
But
kind
yes.
of dismembered.
Okay.
Mark, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
Mark.
I think the next time that they do the ratings, you're gonna see a significant bump. That would be my casual observation.
Well, thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Mark.
Appreciate that, Mark.
Breaking news.
Anyway, this thing with the cost of college, it's worse than you think it is. You mentioned Elizabeth Warren and making $400,000. Yeah, except for one thing. She doesn't work a 40-hour week when she did that.
Yeah.
Most college professors do not work a full-time week. At best, they're working 15 to 20 hours, leaving them time to go out and do consulting in other places. So if you actually annualize that number, it's more like $2 million. The other piece of the puzzle is that the colleges and universities around this country are littered with administrative people, you know, associate deans, secondary deans, vice chancellors, vice provosts, the cost of managing them. And most of it has to do with regulatory compliance or just trying to keep people happy. And that's where the real scandal is, that it is so much money being spent on admin and overhead and not the actual cost of education, that the fact that a college education is $90,000 a year is only going to proliferate across other places. And then the last worst part of it is on the larger universities like Harvard, they can underwrite, because they have gigantic endowments, they can underwrite the cost of these educations where other colleges cannot. It's an absolute disaster.
Yeah. So the story this morning is that for the first time ever, three Boston area universities have raised their tuition to $90,000 or more. So it will cost you what is essentially the median salary of Massachusetts. $95,000 is the median salary here in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It will cost you that much for your child to go to school for 1 year. And the
median household, you know, so not
median,
just one person.
Yeah, right. Median household income. Where you know, you probably have both parents working. So it's just, it can't continue this way. And there are, you know, I brought up the fact that these are tax-exempt organizations during my lead. I, you know, when you are, and it's a great thing to offer the opportunity to go to college via a loan to those who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's no requirement whatsoever that loan can be paid back, and when so if you ran a business and you were selling a widget,
uh-huh,
and you knew that anybody who wanted to buy your widget could go out and get a loan for your widget,
right?
Would you just charge whatever possible number you could get for that widget, because
probably
people are going to be able to get a loan,
yes,
and pay for it? They don't have to have the money to buy your widget. Your widget would be $90,000,
right?
Like college is $90,000.
And Curtis brought up a great point, which I don't think people really understand until, you know, you start to really look at the numbers. So he brought up the housing situation. So imagine that. Let's just take a number of $30,000. There are some colleges where it costs room and board is $30,000 over a 9-month period, which, you know, probably kids are not going to school. That's over $3,000 a month. $3,000 a month to live in a dorm room and eat at a cafeteria. Tell me how that makes sense.
Yeah. But tell me how it makes sense if you are somebody who has to take a loan out for college, which a lot of people have to do,
uh-huh,
and then you're paying your student loans once you get out, getting a job here in Boston, paying rent that's through the roof, also paying your student loans. You're never going to be able to afford a house.
Right.
No. Ever.
Well, that's the problem.
And the other thing, Courtney, to kind of answer, we kind of talked about this off air, and the New York Fed, they did this like study. And I asked this question: only 27% of recent graduates are employed in their degree field.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to college to get a degree, and I asked that question off air. It's like, how many people actually use that degree in the field that they ultimately go on to their careers?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like not a lot of people are going to college and getting degrees and actually coming out and going to work in the field they got a degree in.
All right. Well, that was my lead this morning.
Good lead.
Good lead.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't like to talk about my own personal attributes.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a text during this discussion from a 617 texter who said, Curtis, isn't large endowment Greg's nickname in the Seaport? And I...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't believe that is my nickname. Let's get to this, if we could, please.
It's time for...
He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling, I love you very much?
The news.
He's not into golden showers, as they say they call them.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Take off your panties.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
I don't like that idea.
On WEEI.
And before we get to the news, we should just do the first matchup of Sweet 16. Get it out of the way.
Okay.
One seed against a four seed. Here's the one seed. Hallelujah. All right. Four seed.
We are beach sexers.
That's a good
matchup.
Didn't
we already do this one?
Yeah. We're down to the Sweet 16.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
So this is Drop Madness, yes, which is what the whole thing is called.
Yep.
And now we're at the Sweet 16.
Okay, yeah.
Both of those won in the first round, and so they're now taking on each other in the second round.
Okay, all right. So we are at the Sweet 16 when it comes to Drop Madness, our bracket competition here on the
show.
That's okay.
It's a good matchup, though.
It's a great matchup. Yeah. It really is a great matchup. All right, let's get to the news.
Yeah, I'm never doing this again.
That's fine. It's fine.
Yep.
It's fine.
This could end up being an irrational fear for one Jermaine Wiggins, who now knows how to shred the gnar. Nick Kruger was skiing at Sugarloaf in Maine.
Wiggy. Okay.
Greg, did you go there? Were you totally disappointed?
What?
Sugarloaf?
Oh, it has nothing to do with food, Curtis? Is that what you're saying?
Just a bunch of skiers.
Okay.
When there was a huge avalanche, it absolutely swallowed up a skier that was in front of this Nick Kruger guy.
Oh, boy.
So he spent the next 10 minutes digging him out.
Damn.
Luckily, the skier was not injured. He saved him. Here is Nick.
Well, I watched the crest of the avalanche basically happened and saw this stranger now go head first, get buried into the snowbank as the avalanche slide went down. I then elected to hop over the slide, ski through all the rubble to where the stranger was, took my skis off and just started digging them out as fast as I could.
That's my irrational fear, being buried alive.
Oof.
I'm claustrophobic. I don't even like being under the blankets with
you. Can you do an MRI or no?
I it's very difficult.
I could never do an MRI. I've never had to do one, but I don't think I could be in there in that little tiny little space.
I've done it and I get very anxious because I have to listen to the music and cover my eyes and don't open them.
I was in an MRI tube when I was at McLean for a couple weeks years ago. And I was listening to this show, and Ken was losing his mind about Shakira's halftime performance.
Oh,
and
yes.
I have never felt more trapped in my life.
Remember how upset the lifeguard was because Shakira was shaking her hips on national television?
Oh, man.
He was very upset.
Was like he mad at J-Lo too? Or
yeah,
just...
they were like the poor kids. Oh, they were trying to cancel J-Lo and Shakira.
What?
The poor kids had to see those two shaking their asses.
Oh. Right. Well, anyway, there was an avalanche, and it appears everybody is okay.
Everyone's
okay. Good news. Mm-hmm. Good news. Okay.
And if you were planning on going to an early dinner like Greg and the other old heads this evening in the North End, double check your reservation because a number of restaurant owners are closing their business from 3 to 5 p.m. so they can host a public meeting about outdoor dining after Mayor Wu's administration announced for the second year in a row no permits will be allowed to these restaurants for outdoor dining on the street.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's arguably the best neighborhood in the city when it comes to a place where you would like to outdoor dine.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right there on Hanover Street.
Yep.
It's a way in which the restaurants who have been struggling for 3 years since the pandemic can make a little extra money.
Yep.
And for her to say that that's the one neighborhood where it's too dangerous... It sounds like a personal gripe to me that she has.
Agreed.
Because they didn't fall in line and do exactly what she wanted them to do.
Yeah.
Does she explain why it's too dangerous or what her excuse is?
It's the traffic. It's the trash. It's the streets are too small, too narrow.
And I've been asking this for so long. Why not just block off the end of Hanover Street and say it's only a walking street?
They could figure that out if they wanted to. Right. They don't want to do it. They do it on Newbury Street at times during the summer where they make it walking only.
Right.
It's marvelous. I go there and just say hello to random people.
Right.
The greeter.
Ask them about the weather and how their day is going and if it's almost Friday. But it would be great on Hanover Street. It's ridiculous to me. Absolutely ridiculous to me that this neighborhood is targeted.
Yeah, we can hear from Carla Combs, the owner of Terra Mia on WCBB.
Those problems, issues exist in every other neighborhood. They have the same exact issues. They have the trash, the congestion, the no parking, the rodents. We love the mayor to come. She was sent an invitation. And who knows? You know, maybe something good will come out of this.
Do you think she'll go to the meeting tonight?
No chance.
No, she's
a busy woman.
Something else scheduled.
Yes.
And some kind of a symposium on climate change or something.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about safety, East Broadway, and I love that, the Broadway and Paramount and all those places, they set it up for outdoor dining and it's great. But it's still the same danger and there's still the same trash. It condenses Broadway into just two lanes.
Well, yeah, it's
and
like
people
Greg
like
said.
It, but it's part of it. Like, I don't understand how Hanover Street's any different.
Because she doesn't like them over there. She don't like those people. And that's
why. Because they didn't get in line.
Yeah. Because you could easily, even if you didn't want to close the street down, you could just make it one way.
Yep.
And you'd have all that room.
Worked fine during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was the one place really you could go and enjoy outdoor dining with other people. I mean, you had to have, a basket of fries on the table and only three people at the table. And, you had to get the COVID fries, which if you had an order of fries, nobody got COVID at the table. I don't know if you know that or not.
They set the standard, though, for the rest of the city.
They did.
For how innovative they were for making the outdoor spaces nice. It's a shame. And
if there was one part of Boston that should have outdoor dining, it is the most European part of the city. Hanover Street. The smells, the people. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.